This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, we're going to look into some summer care practices. Hot weather is rolling in and show season is underway, which means horses, especially horses competing at shows, are at risk for heat stress and heat stroke. According to the American Association of Equine Practitioners, the prime weather conditions for heat stress are when you can add the temperature and the percent humidity together to add up to above 150. For instance, if it's 85 degrees with 80% humidity, that's above 150 and there is a risk for heat stress or heat stroke. So, when you're out there showing and you know that it's past that magic number of 150, you especially want to watch your horse for signs of heat stress. These signs could include high body temperature, increased breathing rate, weakness and lethargic behavior, refusal to eat, and even dry skin. Luckily, it's also fairly easy to relieve heat stress with fans, plenty of water, shade, and even wrapping ice packs on areas with major veins, such as their legs or their neck. Plenty of water is the most crucial, though, considering that it is vital for hindgut fermentation. If there is not enough water for fermentation to take place, the horse is more likely to colic. With this hot and humid weather, you not only need to watch your horses, but also your tack. Tractor Supply Company recommends that you wipe down your tack often with saddle soap or some type of oil to make sure that mildew doesn't start growing on it and it stays hydrated in these hot temperatures. The summer weather conditions aren't the only concerning part about the season. When traveling to different fairs, your horse can be exposed to diseases. For example, cases of the equine herpes virus, or EHV1, have cropped up in Colorado and also in Iowa. The neurological form of EHV1 is the equine herpes virus myeloencephalopathy and is what has resulted in horse deaths in the past month. According to American Quarter Horse Daily, the incubation period for EHV is 1 to 2 days, with clinical signs of fever, depression, nasal discharge, and loss of appetite. If the neurological form of the disease occurs, it usually does so within 8 to 12 days, and the horse develops clinical signs of weakness, lethargy, urine dribbling, decreased tail tone, and the inability to stand. When traveling, be sure to disinfect your equipment and the area you're staying in as much as possible to avoid picking up diseases from previous users. It's also wise to avoid nose-to-nose contact with other horses and avoid communal watering tanks. So all in all, whether your horse is going to be traveling to shows or just enjoying their summer out in the pasture, be sure you keep an eye on them for stressors that can be caused by weather or diseases. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.